I'm going to speak today about a topic hopefully you've probably, well, hopefully, probably you've all come across the word, certainly if you've been in England for a while, but pretty much anywhere else in the world, the word globalization. Is this a word that you've heard come across? Perhaps it's a slightly different word in your culture. But it's a process that's been identified, I suppose, within broadly the economic, social scientific field. Let's say over the past 20 or so years. Now, the problem with such a term is it's used by lots of different people to explain lots of different things. So when the planes flew into the World Trade Center in New York, people said, ah, that's globalization. When the stock markets in China last week started going down, that's globalization. It seems to be used, it's a bit like global warming at the moment, you know, everything is globalization. Now, what's that then? Oh, and it can become a kind of a bit of an easy kind of explanation, a bit of a catch-all phrase. And when you try and pin it down, it becomes a bit elusive and it starts moving around. So it's a hot topic, but actually one of the hot topics in globalization is, what is it? What do we mean when we use this word? And can we use it usefully to make sense of the way societies work? Hopefully you've got two kind of handouts, one like this, sorry, I'm trailing a cable, which is the lecture, and one with a kind of couple of groovy pictures on. If you haven't, the diagrams are up here if anybody needs one. Perhaps we could just pass them around. All right, now I'm aware that time is pressing, so I'm going to kind of give you a lecture in the kind of style that you would have in the traditional lecture theatre setting. And at the end, hopefully, you might have some questions. I did give Colin some reading that perhaps he's handed out, hopefully, which was a kind of rough introduction to some of the debates. What I'm going to do today, we've only got kind of 40 minutes or so. I'm not going to kind of crack the nut, as it were. We're not going to solve the problem of globalization today. But what hopefully I will do is introduce you to some of the kind of key arguments so that you'll have a kind of vocabulary to take away with you that you can recognize what other people are talking about when they're talking about globalization. So let's get going. It's not reacting very fast, but it is going to happen. Come on, right. Aha! There we go. That's working now. Right, so this is from a... well, it's always good to start with a definition, I feel. And there are many, when you look into the globalization literature, lots and lots of these things. You might go to the Oxford English Dictionary and you'll find one definition. You might go into a particular academic book and find a different version. The kind of definition I think that we need is something quite broad, because we're describing a broad set of processes. And so here's one from Waters. It's on your handout, so you don't need to necessarily write this out. Waters talks about a social process in which constraints of geography on social and cultural arrangements recede, and in which people become increasingly aware that they are receding. All right, so it's this kind of feeling that the world, I hesitate to say it, but the world is getting smaller. Or a recent book published in this area was called The World is Flat, that somehow we're more interconnected than we used to be and that this is something important. Well, okay, that's one. But also presented as an idea, sorry if people can get through there, this is from a key theorist in this area, a man called David Held, who writes a lot about globalization. And he says that globalization isn't just about power moving away from us, which is often the way that globalization is portrayed, that somehow we within our countries or even within our localities are less able to influence the world because we're so aware now that our lives are so tied up with, let's say, the Chinese stock market, or let's say, kind of food production in certain areas of the world, that we're so linked in, we feel that, how can we make changes that affect us when power's moved away from us? Well, David Held says, well, globalization isn't just power moving away from you. It's also power coming down to you in certain aspects. He talks about globalization being a spatial phenomenon, best understood best understood as a spatial phenomenon, lying on a continuum, with the local at one end and the global at the other. So the way we're kind of conditioned to think is that we are members of a nation state, I suppose, that our fundamental identity is shaped by our national identity. Well, that's a traditional way of thinking. It's actually quite a modern way of thinking. Most people didn't think like this before the Treaty of Westphalia. Don't worry about that. But this was a document in 1648 when we kind of trace generally the rise of modern nation states and national identity with it. But now we're becoming aware of more than just national identity. We're more aware of ethnic identities within nations. So that's why Hell's talking about, you know, kind of the local as well as the global. People are much more aware. If you go to Spain, you're going to kind of come across Catalan identity as being reasserted more than it used to be perhaps in the past, certainly in the post-Franco period. Don't worry if you don't know who Franco was. But so that's what he's saying. It's not just a question of power moving away. It's coming down as well. People are demanding power at a local level. So national governments, nation states governments, are being hit by a double whammy, if you've ever come across that boxing phrase. They're being punched from kind of both sides. Power's being taken away from governments because of the national, at the national level. And also people are demanding power to be pushed back down to them at the local level. All right, I will click on. Oh, right, that wasn't meant to happen. All right. What I'm going to do is just identify some of the key features that we'd need to look for if we were to say that globalization exists as a real phenomenon. Okay? In a minute, I'm going to present some of the different arguments. There are some people that refuse to accept that globalization is anything interesting at all, although they write about it. So they must be slightly interested. But their argument is that they're against it as a concept.